Yeah, it was always that way as a kid, you know. I always spat the dummy a bit, and I don't know why. I don't know where it comes from. I've never worked that out.
Was there we've worked backwards here, but was there a turning point that you went, fuck, I can't do this anymore? Like, was there a conversation had? Because did you get, was Danny, for, yeah, did he Danny, drop you?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it wasn't around Danny, and I always thank him for that. He dropped me straight after. I reckon this is the quickest a player's ever been dropped.
Wow.
So we played Carlton at the G on a Friday night, and I had an absolute stinker.
Oh, I've already beat you. I've been dropped at three-quarter time before. I've already beat it, yeah.
Oh, you've
sorry, that me. Was Mick, yeah.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
That's
good. It was when the sub was on and just like, you're not playing next week.
Did
like,
he really okay. told you that?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, you've beaten me.
Yeah, no, good. I was like three-quarter time, like done. Yeah. Like, you dropped.
Yeah, so anyway, after this game, I had a mare. I'd showed some dissent towards a young player, a guy we all love, Dave Roden. He was in his second game.
Yeah.
And I did a little handball over the top and Dave fumbled it and it went through for a point. Should have been a goal. And I lost it. And, you know, there was a few other things in that game that weren't right. And I was driving home to Fitzroy in my car after the game and the phone rang and it was Danny and he just went off his brain. Like, I couldn't even understand what he was saying. But then the last little bit he said, you won't be playing next week, you dropped. And that was probably when the penny dropped and when I started to, you know, search for some answers with it.
Far out. What was the effect like with – was there a strong enough leadership group maybe at the time that pulled you up on these things as well?
Yeah, I mean, it happened all the time.
Yeah, but just it doesn't click until it clicks with you.
Yeah, I got told all the time and I knew it, you know. And, look, it wasn't every game. You know, you look at highlights on telly and it's – people would – the perception would be it was every game. You know, it wasn't every game, clearly. But it happened quite often. Yeah, leadership groups got me in and, you know, I tried and did a lot of, you know, I went and spoke to other people about it at times. But, yeah, just I never really was able to master it and get a finger on it until my late 20s.
But it's a funny one as well because it's like what weakens us actually is our strength as well. Like if you're not in that mindset, you're not kicking bags, you're not playing well.
Well, probably now though that I would have been doing some meditation before the game. You know, you see players now doing all that stuff before a game and that's probably what I needed. You know, I was probably hyping myself up, listening to, you know, music on my Walkman. It wouldn't have been the phone. I would have had some, you know, heavy music on, getting myself even more aroused into the game and my emotions up, whereas I probably needed to go the other way perhaps.
Thanks for listening to another Clubby Sports podcast. If you like this episode and you're looking for something else to listen to next, I've added a link in the show notes to another episode that I think you will love. Make sure you're following us on Instagram at Dylan Friends, on TikTok at Dylan Friends, and if you want to send something in for the show or chat to us on the minis, any bit of feedback, please email me at mailbag@dylanfriends.com. And we'll chat to you soon. IlyXX, thank you so much.